This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey y'all, I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned. Tits.
We're on a time crunch.
Are we?
Yeah, we're already an hour late for the day. And it just started. You good?
I think so. Are we recording?
Yes!
Okay, great.
She's not stoned enough, y'all. I think, can you hit it once or twice with your little Penske?
Yeah, but so stoners. We're doing a wake and bake today.
Yeah, well, because we were supposed to record last night and my mom's like, I got to get my hair done at 3:30. Y'all, it took 3 hours, maybe longer.
Okay, so guys, I have this thing and I think my mom scarred me because my mom would not let me cut my hair. My mother, she loved long hair. And I think it's because her mother didn't let her have long hair.
Oh.
Us mothers just really like
to control.
So whatever. So mom wouldn't let me have short hair. And then in 9th grade, Missy will tell you, we'll have her on one day. I decided I literally was so scrawny, the flattest boobs you've ever seen. And literally, I am stoned. So leading in the 9th grade, my senior year, I had the biggest boobs.
Because you got fake ones?
No.
Oh, just puberty happened?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm not a boob person.
No, I know.
So anyway, long story short, at the worst time when I'm like this gangly with the biggest mouth of braces, mom told me I couldn't cut my hair, so I did it anyway. And I cut it to here. With bangs, I'm sorry, I could not have been more hideous. Scarred me for life. Mm-hmm. And so I have this thing about cutting my hair. But as you can tell, stoners, I mean, it's not short, but it's short for me, but I'm kind of loving it.
It's not short at all, first of all. And second of all, it looks great. And this is what you should always do from now on.
And I mean, honestly, it was, so last night, I was not loving it being cut, so I had the girl that cuts my hair, Evelise, who is absolutely amazing at blondes. She came over to my house, did my hair, and I'm loving it.
She looks great.
I was like, you know, like if I do a big tease, like if I was going out.
You don't go out.
It could be super sexy.
You don't go anywhere. You don't leave the house.
If I'm being businessy, I can be very this, you know.
You're freaking me.
Anyway. So, stoners, I cut my hair and I'm actually loving it.
It looks great.
Yeah.
But because of that, we did not record last night. And so I told her it had to be at 9:30 in the morning because your girl is jam-packed.
So here we go.
Jam-packed.
Mornings with Tish and Brandi.
We could have a morning show.
We really
could. I know.
I feel like I'm hyped in the morning.
Well, you weren't until you hit that thing. But as long as you got a little marijuana nearby, I think you'd be all right.
Do we need a wake and bake?
She's also drinking a Celsius.
Mornings with MT. So what you been doing?
Well, I'm in LA. We're sitting in Tizzle's office. I got here Friday.
Yeah.
Was that right? Yeah, I got in Friday. So I've been all over the place. I got in Friday. Saturday I had a day party. We also went by something Miley was doing. I went to hang out with Miley for a little bit. Went to a day party. Then Saturday, I flew to Vegas, played Vegas Saturday night. I played the PBR Championship official after party with all the bull riders, and they presented them with their, so I guess I actually have never been to PBR, but I guess the winners, the champions, get this big belt buckle is like the prize. You guys, they let me hold it. It was so freaking heavy. First of all, it was like huge. It's like a huge, like it's not one you wear. It's like a trophy.
Yeah.
It's this huge belt buckle. And they were like, you want to hold it? And I was like, yeah. And I could only hold it for like a minute. And then I was like, you guys have to take this. Like, it's so heavy. And it's crazy because I've also held a WWE belt, which actually is like kind of a real belt, but it's all like metal or gold.
It like metal.
It's so heavy. And this was like 5 times heavier. Like, I couldn't believe it. But the guys were cracking me up. Like, they were carrying it around like one-handed and stuff. I was like, how are you even holding that?
Okay, so how did you hold a WWE belt?
So I got sent it last year. Snoop Dogg sent it to me, actually. Love Snoop. He did WWE did some promo thing last year where like Snoop got to send his WWE belt. I don't know why Snoop has one, but he does, and send it to his friends. And so it was almost like kind of like the traveling pants, but it was like the traveling belt, and it got sent to everybody, and they sent it to me at Sundance to like hang with. And so I took pictures of last year. Glad you noticed. And then had to ship it back.
I'm thinking, I thought I was Snoop's friend.
He didn't send you the belt.
No, he didn't.
But anyway, this was cool. The belt was very heavy. Congrats. The team that won are the Texas Rattlers. Rattlers.
There's teams?
Yeah, there's PBR teams. Yeah. I think Nashville has a team, actually.
I just thought they were individual.
No, it's the team championship is what was going on in Vegas. So it was like
cool.
Very cool. So this Texas team won it. And so this was like their celebration party. They were lit, like litty kitty. It was so funny. So I did that Saturday night, flew back to LA Sunday. And then yesterday was kind of like a wash of a day. I was like not hungover. I mean, I barely drank, but it's just the lack of sleep. I get this like lack of sleep hangover that like it takes me a full day to recover. Like, I felt like shit yesterday.
It would take me days to recover.
I only really got like 4 hours of sleep, and it wasn't great sleep, you know, because I didn't go to bed till 3:30 and then had to get on the flight back. So I needed yesterday to recover. So I did that.
Wait, what did we do yesterday?
Well, you got your freaking hair done, and you were also at a meeting for hours on end.
Oh, I did have a big meeting yesterday. Stoners, your hometown girl, look it up. These guys have just been so long for the ride on my hometown journey that I feel like I might be going to make y'all proud real soon.
Well, we love that. Make that money, honey.
Although I do say, never believe it until
it's happening.
On the dotted line. And
I agree.
I mean, it's like, I just don't have, I've learned not to have expectations. It just makes your life so much easier and better if you don't have expectations of mostly people.
I know. I agree. I agree with that. So anyway, so that's what we've been doing. And today is like my last day here because I got a flight to Nashville tomorrow, play a DJ set tomorrow night. Thursday night, I have an event. Friday, I fly to New York. Friday night, I'm playing New York. It's just crazy right now. But you know what? Thankful. So anyway, that's what's going on.
Great. I have been busy.
What do you... Me too.
I have just been working. And I swear, stoners, every time I tell y'all I'm sad or in my head, it's because I'm not, like, working. And when I have too much time on my hands, it is not good.
Yeah.
You know, I just, like, that's who I am. I just need to keep it moving.
I'm the same.
When I don't, it's just, I get depressed.
Yeah.
So I need to stay busy. That's the one thing I know.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what else I've been doing?
What?
I've been walking. Okay, so I've been doing 10,000 steps.
I think you told us this last week.
Oh, I have been doing it. Yesterday, I only got in 4,000 because I got my hair done yesterday evening, or I would have made it. But every other day since we've talked last, I've gotten in 7,000 steps.
Wow. I think that's one of the reasons you're feeling better.
I think you might be right.
I truly do. I think doing that is good for your mood, your energy levels.
And weirdly now, like, even though I've just been doing it for like 7 days or whatever, I actually can't wait to do it. Because it's the only time that I really just get to myself. Especially because we've been so busy.
Yeah.
So someone's always emailing me or texting me or calling me, or I have a meeting or whatever. And it's, or, you know, I'm trying to give Dom attention and everybody attention. And it's that one, like, hour that I put headphones in, listen to a podcast, don't take any calls or do any business. And I look forward to it.
That's nice. I love that for you.
I really do. I really look forward to it.
Well, great.
So anyways. Now.
Cute.
Yeah.
Love.
So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
You been watching anything?
I'm lame. I'm still watching The Good Wife. Even though it's old, I love it. It is now getting a little monotonous since it's just kind of case of the week now. But I think I'm just obsessed with Juliana Margulies. Is that
how you say? I don't know how you say her last name.
She is beautiful. And yeah. Just so, I just love her in this. Mm-hmm. And then I'm still watching The Morning Show, and I cannot wait till tomorrow.
Same.
Honestly, The Morning Show is just, like, if I had to pick any show that I've watched in, like, the last few years, it's my favorite.
That is so funny, because, like, I begged you to watch it for so long, and you were like, and now.
I know, and I love it. I think every season's gotten better, mm-hmm. which I think is rare.
Yeah. I love this new season.
I love the new season. Uh-huh. Billy Crudup is insane.
Very good.
He's, to me, playing that perfect part of, like, slimy boss that's getting ready to unravel.
Yeah.
That kind of is unraveling. Mm-hmm. And that the way he does it is just in such an incredible way.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, I just really believe him in this role.
Yeah, he's really good. Love that. Well, I just was like, there was nothing to watch. And so I was on Amazon Prime, and I've kept seeing this show called The Summer I Turned Pretty. And I've heard people talk about it. Like, I feel like Becca Tilly watches it a lot or something. I feel like I've heard her talk about it on Instagram, yeah. But I've definitely heard people talk about it. And the, one of the characters, like her sound bites go viral on TikTok. Like that's what like the TikTok sound that's like, this is 100% your look, Connie, baby. Like, that's from that show. And so I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go like see what this show is about. And I'm kind of hooked, which is ridiculous because this show is literally for teenagers. Like, it's a show about 15 and 16 year olds that spend their summers on the East Coast, like at the beach. And it's like a love triangle between these like 16 year olds. It's so funny because, but like, I'm the hook, line, and sinker.
It sounds like stuff I used to love, like those old John Hughes films.
I don't even know what that is, but
80s babies. But anyway, I keep hearing about this show too.
It's pretty cute.
Good things, I hear okay things, but like, it sounds right at my alley.
I mean, the thing is, like, the acting is not anything to give awards about to, you know, like the acting's just fine.
Is there anyone we know in it?
I don't think so. I think it's a bunch of like no names, but the girl that's the lead, she is really good. I like her a lot. I don't know her real name, but her character's name is Belly. It's for Isabella. Sure, her character's good. The boys are just, their acting's just okay. And the parents and stuff. But I don't know. It's such a cute show. And I don't understand where their music budget comes from, because every song that's played on that show is like something you know and like a radio hit. And like, wow, normally TV shows can't do that. And so I'm just confused about like where that money comes from. Like, they play Taylor Swift a lot. I'm like, how are you guys affording this? I don't really understand. But anyway, it's really cute. So if you like, what's YA? Like, if you like YA stuff.
I love YA.
I feel like maybe you'd like it, but it is kind of cheesy. But I think you might like it.
I would probably love it.
Yeah, it's pretty cute. So anyway.
I mean, I would still watch like A Walk to Remember. Love it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I mean, that's.
That wasn't really YA. Right?
No. It wasn't as like silly as this is, but it's, I don't know.
And you know me, I love like a Jimmy in Georgia.
Totally. I think you'd like it. I really do. So anyway, the summer I turned pretty. I'm hooked.
Yeah. When is Jimmy in Georgia coming back?
I don't know.
I love that show. I do too. Ridiculous as it is. Mm-hmm. I really love that show.
Yeah, same.
I can't wait till it comes back. And what else?
Well, part two of Virgin River.
What?
It's supposed to come out, I think, this month or next month. Yeah.
I love Virgin River now. But also, when do we start Yellowstone again?
No one knows. Like, literally no one knows. I don't know. Because of the strike, they did have issues with filming. And then, like, the rumors that Kevin Costner was causing issues with filming and scheduling. So, like, I've heard different things. I've heard that it's not even finished filming. I don't know. Like,
is Kevin not even going to be in the next?
I don't think so. I think this is his final season. I know. But speaking of Kevin, like on a first name basis, he has been working on this Western movie series. I think it's a series of movies. And I've been seeing promo for it that it's about to come out, and it looks so freaking good. And I think a couple of the characters from 1883 are in it. Like, what's the older guy who's so amazing in that? I think Sam Elliott. I think he's in it. Anyway, the cast looks great. And like, randomly, this friend of mine that I know from Nashville, his name's Kale, he like worked on it. He's like part of production. But anyway, it looks really good. So that's about to come out. So you'll get your Kevin Costner fix.
I love Kevin.
Yeah.
I love Sam even more.
He's good.
Holy crap. I met him. Just hugging me, being so sweet. I'm going to put a picture up of me and Sam.
Jeez.
I mean, his voice, like, I'm sorry, I just freaking melted. Like,
does Dom know this?
I don't know, but he literally, when he sauntered on up, and like, he is the real deal. I mean, he is just sickening, confident. Like, he is just, so cute. And him and his wife have been married for like over 50 years.
Wow.
And it is the cutest thing. Like, when I just went finding a rabbit hole and was looking at pictures of them from the time they were so young until now. And it is the sweetest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that's cute.
So cute.
I like him.
Me too.
So yeah, I don't know when that's coming back. And
I met Kev once too.
Kev?
And it was the
Now we're past Kevin and it's Kev.
I'll have to tell you that story one day, but it was terrible. I'll just tell you now.
So why was it terrible?
We were at a rehearsal for one of Molly's tours, and it wasn't Bangers, I don't think. Was this Bangers? Yeah, I think it was rehearsals for Bangers.
Okay.
Yep, rehearsal for Bangers. And we're backstage and Kev's coming. Kev. He wanted to come. He came to rehearsals. Him and Molly were talking about a film.
Okay.
And my doctor had started me on some hormone pill. Mammy was there, thank God. And I'll never forget it. I took it, said hi to Kevin after he came in. And I started feeling so insanely crazy. And I mean, like, it was scary. It was like I was having an out-of-body experience. Like, I'm not joking. Like, a full-on out-of-body experience where I was sitting there and felt like I could not speak, but I could hear everything going on around me. I was having some type of crazy
reaction. That is so weird.
And I kept saying, Mom, something's wrong. And you know her.
Yeah. She's like, yeah. I'm sure she was.
My mom loved the whole show business.
Uh-huh.
And I kept saying, Mom, I don't feel right. You know, she was just like, well, lay down for a second. I did and woke up like 3 hours later, not knowing what had happened to me. And I went online and read about that pill.
Mm-hmm.
That is so dangerous.
What's it called?
It was some type of normal, like, progesterone or one of those things. But it said in some people, you can lower your blood pressure so low, like, you need to go to the hospital immediately.
I remember this happening to you.
That was what had happened to me. Like, they should have taken me to the hospital. It was not okay.
So Kev thinks you're insane?
So Kev, I said hello to Kev and then I was gone.
Mm.
Yeah, Kev probably thinks I'm a like alcoholic drug addict who's blacked out.
Definitely.
And strung out asleep on the couch.
Definitely.
So anyway, that was my Kev experience.
You are hilarious. Well, we need to redeem that and let's hang out with him again, maybe?
Yeah, that would be great.
Kev, call us.
Because I have a friend of him. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so good. How do we make that happen?
Anything for me.
Literally nothing. No.
Around the same age, and she's our best friend.
We need to make that happen.
I know somebody that could probably do that.
Can we do this?
It would be perfect.
It would be. They'd be hot together.
Hot, and she is almost 60.
Yeah, how old's he?
Like, I think like 64 or something. I don't know.
Google it.
But here's the thing. Age appropriate. Still gorgeous. She looks like a Ralph Lauren model.
She really does.
She has money. She's freaking smart. She's the
best. Oh, he's 68.
Oh, they're perfect for each other.
Wow. He's good.
Yes. So, yeah, she's like 59. That is the perfect age.
Wow.
And somebody that's like, come on, boys. Like, when you're that age, just 3 years older than them.
I know.
So.
Wouldn't know by looking at you, though.
But honestly, like, I just feel like Kev's in a stage, like, where she is perfect for him.
Love this. Can't wait for this to actually happen. Well, should we do some Dear MTs?
Yes, we should.
Hey, Tish and Brandy, I just wanted to pick your brain about how to stay hopeful when you're having bad luck with dating and just burnout from the dating apps in general. Thank you.
Honey, I'm the president of that club. Not that I've given the apps a whole lot of go, but you're not going to like my advice. My advice is fuck them all. You don't need a man. Men are garbage, and it's just better to be on your own.
That is not true.
It could be. It is for me.
No, it's not.
Yes.
We're going to talk about
things. Oh, you didn't want to talk about it a second ago.
That's the thing. You can't be like that.
Mom, but they're all garbage.
No, they're not. We cannot say
my that. Life is better right now with me on my own than it's ever really been when I've been in a relationship.
Okay, here's the thing. I actually do understand that.
Thank you.
I do think, for whatever reason it is, and I think mine, too, always came from that fear of abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told that can also be from being adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you have that.
No.
And I think you are such a survivor and a hard worker that, like, I don't worry about you in that way. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm trying to say exactly. I think that, yes, you are fine on your own. And relationships are, like, they're always going to be annoying in some way. And
yeah, I mean, like, they're just a lot of work.
It's like you have to, like, you have somebody else to think of.
Oh, and that's the thing is, like, when I'm in a relationship, even though I don't really like want to be this way, I just naturally, like, my decisions are made with that person in mind, and I move my schedule around to spend time with them and to make sure that their relationship is number one priority. And I think all those things are probably what it takes to make a relationship work. But in every relationship I've been in, I feel like I've been the one to do that, and it's been very one-sided, and the other person does not. And then I start sacrificing my work, my hobbies, my priorities for this other person and never get that in return. And then it's like, then I get out of the relationship and I'm like, all right, well, my work's kind of gone to shit. This has all gone to shit because I've made this relationship a priority. And when I'm not in a relationship and I prioritize my work and the horses and my hobbies and my social life, all of those things flourish, when really, like, they all kind of go to shit when you're just for a relationship that's not meeting you 50-50. And so, like, that's my issue with it, is when I'm on my own, everything else is just really is like so much better than it is when I'm in a relationship. Huh. And so that's why I say fuck them all.
Now, Megan, you just have to find the right person. Because, yes, I do see that happen a lot of the time.
Yeah.
A lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And I also will say, I mean, I think if you really do love being on your own, mm-hmm. Your life is very full.
I know, and I love it.
And I think that a man that you would meet would really just have to add to that.
Yeah.
And I mean,
but it's hard for them to do.
I know.
And especially like, it's funny. My friends and I, the other day, we were actually talking about my mom's friend that we want to set up with Kevin. And it's like, she's the ultimate package, but it's like, why is it this hard for her to find a partner? And I think a lot of it is financially, she doesn't need a man. And I think men, it's really hard to find a man, and Dom is the exception here, that like, A, isn't so prideful that their ego can't handle that you're the breadwinner, because that's the majority of them. Mm-hmm. The rest of them are just leeches and will just let you pay for everything and totally mooch off of you. And it's hard to find somebody in the middle of that that isn't egotistically threatened about not providing and not just going to like leech off of you. It's hard to find somebody in the middle there. And I feel like that's maybe probably her issue, but that's the problem. It's like, if you do want to work, and you want to be busy and you want all these things, like, that like hurts a man's ego. Men need to think like, well, they need me to provide and they need me for emotional stability. Well, I don't need you for any of those things.
I love that for you.
I know, but it's hard to find a guy that's okay with that.
I know.
And that can handle that.
I know.
It really is. And the dating apps are a fucking joke. I know some people meet their people on there and that's great and I'm happy for you, but the majority of men on dating apps are trash.
My friends that are on dating apps, like, just say it's a big waste of time.
It is. And the thing about the apps that's so frustrating is, like, anybody can pretend to be whoever they want on an app. Like, you can be whatever version of yourself you want to be and, like, think you are, but in reality, you can be a totally different person, and that's the problem with the apps.
I absolutely agree with that. And I mean, I think what a lot of it is so many guys are so insecure, mm-hmm. and that's a real problem. It's really their ego that's
totally
in the way. And I mean, Dawn talked about this the other day about Susie and mm-hmm. what was going on with her and the last guy she had been seeing. And it was all ego.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know. Relationships are complicated.
Very.
But honestly, so, I just love.
I mean, listen, same. And I don't think I've ever been happier than like in the beginning of my relationship with my ex. Like, I've truly never been happier. And was I working as much? No. Was I doing? No, because I was spending time over there with him and all these things. But I was really, really happy for a time. So it's like, I'm not trying to say like, I hate being in a relationship. I don't. I really like being in a good relationship. But I just think my life is actually really honestly fuller when I'm on my own, because I prioritize and I like nurture all these other aspects of my life, like work and horses and hobbies and my friends, you know, and all those things just kind of get tossed to the side when you're in a relationship, because you do have to prioritize your relationship.
The crazy thing is like, I was so afraid of literally filing for divorce. And I mean, you know, I haven't really talked about this, but I had just been raised that you don't get a divorce.
Yeah.
Like, my mom just, that's who she was, you know? And I don't know. I mean, she passed away before I signed for divorce. And sometimes I'm like, would I have ever
had done, done it if she was still here.
She, you know, I don't, because I think she was always like, I know everybody's got their baggage. And, you know.
And that's true. Yeah. But you got to have enough respect for yourself to know when to get out when it's exactly. that bad, I think.
But I just was always thinking, like, if I ever started over, which I never thought I would, that I'd have to settle. But, and because I didn't really know anything else but the situation I was in since I was 24.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just like, I feel like I just got so blessed. And I swear, I just believe that it was Mammy and Jesus that just sent Dom right to my doorstep. Because I truly feel like all the areas in my life right now, my work, my friends, my everything, Dom is such a cheerleader of every aspect of my life. And I don't know, like, of any other man I've ever met that is that.
No.
Like, he'll always go, you know what, baby, you should go out with your friends at least once a month just for your mental health. You should not have your girlfriends. You, like, I feel like you don't do that enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. And then, like, for the work thing, when I'm like, I don't know if this doesn't work out, well, then you'll try something else. Like, every aspect of my life, he truly is my biggest supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, as much as, like, I love him and he's my lover and everything, he honestly has just, he is truly my best friend. I mean, it's like you and me. It's like, you and I are like mother, daughter, but we are also like best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Dom and I have. And I just never knew it was possible for the person that you love and you're in love with and you is your lover to be your best friend.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But anyway, I feel like he pushes me to, because I also am one of those people that would just love to be in my bed at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he pushes me to be the best version of myself in all those other areas. Which is why it works so well.
Yeah.
You're going to find it.
But if you don't, you're going to be fine.
That's absolutely right.
That's the thing. So I don't know. Did we give her advice? I'm not sure. I would say if you're burnt out on dating, I would focus on you and prioritize the thing, other things that you have going on in your life and nurture those instead of worrying about finding a man. Because you don't need one. That's my advice.
And honestly, when you're not looking is when it'll happen.
That's probably true.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
it
out.
This is amazing.
I'm
so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens. Really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling, or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to hellomood.com and use promo code SWS. That's hellomood.com, code SWS, for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute.
Hey, my name's Tess. I'm calling from California.
She sounds dumb.
You two just always brighten my days every Thursday. I'm calling with a high design question. I'm moving into a fixer-upper soon, and the first place I want to redo is the bathrooms, and I don't think the bathrooms have really been redone since maybe the 60s. They're like yellow stained Corian countertops. I just really need advice on how to update this. I like boho chic and Mediterranean style. Would it just be better to rip everything out or try little things over time? I just need help. I'm feeling very overwhelmed. Mama T, help me. I love you too. Thanks.
What are your thoughts?
What did she say? Like ugly stained countertops?
She did, yeah.
And it's not been updated since the 60s.
That's what she said, yeah.
I'm dying to see a picture.
I know. It's tough to not see.
It really is.
You know, I've talked about it before, but my friend Chelsea just redid her kitchen, and she did it on like a serious budget and did a lot of things that you wouldn't think are going to look great, like painting her countertops and doing like stick-on tile and everything. Did I show you the before and after?
No.
It looks in freaking sane. I wish I'd taken a screenshot. She put it on her stories, but like she did such a good job. So I would say if you're overwhelmed about the money aspect of a renovation, maybe look into painting the counter if you really hate it. Like they've really come a long way with this products you can actually use to do that. Yep. Chelsea just painted hers plain white and it looks pretty freaking good. And then she did stick on tile for the backsplash, and she did like a black and white vinyl floor that was, you know, cheap to do. And it just looks so good.
Wow.
I know.
I think there's just so many options now out there to be able to do a like refresh and a DIY. Just, you know, you can do that first, and then if you still don't like it and it still bothers you, then you could consider doing a complete rip out.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think there are so many products. I've been seeing a lot of people painting their kitchen cabinets, and even like I've been seeing people, because I would love to update all my like shower heads and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But every time I want to do it, they're like, oh, well, you do know you have to go into the tile because like every faucet has a different side.
I didn't know that.
And so you can't just change out the faucet head.
Oh.
And so I've been seeing a lot of people taking
paint them
off and painting them. And saying that it lasts, like just a Rust-Oleum with primer, that it lasts forever. So I think you can do a lot of things. Can Chelsea give us a before and after of hers?
Yeah, I'll text her and ask her to send.
Perfect.
Because it's very cool. I mean, hers is the kitchen, but like you guys are going to freak when you see the before and after. It's so good.
I bet they have some really pretty, like, stick-on tile that feels a little Mediterranean,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm, for sure. So, yeah, we'll post that this week. Next question.
Tea and Brandy. It's Michelle. I had called maybe a month or two ago about a coworker situation. And so we ended up hanging out again after work one day. And it was fun. We had a good time. And then since then, not much once again. So I think it's kind of still blurry. And you guys are right. If he actually likes me, he'll make the effort. And he's definitely not making the effort. Granted, he's almost done working at my company. So who knows? But I'm not feeling too hopeful. But I appreciate your insight. And yeah. Just wanted to give you guys an update. Thank you.
Loved the update.
And you know what? Good riddance.
On to the next.
See ya. I'm serious.
Literally. I just truly live by if he wanted to, he would.
Yep.
And when I was in my 20s, I believed the bullshit about but maybe it's not the right time or maybe something could change. No. If he wanted to, he would. Timing is bullshit. And so if he's not going to put in the effort, on to the next. That's what I say.
Dr. Amen says, when they show you who they are,
believe them. Facts. Yep. Cold, hard facts.
They're telling you who they are, believe it.
Yep.
Thanks. We are cold in that area.
Or are we just realistic?
Hey, Brandy and Mama T. This is Barrett from Charleston, South Carolina. I love your podcast. I don't know what I would do without it on my trip to visit my family, stuck in the car. I would fall asleep and not be laughing the whole way there without you guys. My birthday is this weekend, and I'm going to be 29. So last year, my 20s gives me lots of anxiety and mixed feelings. This guy that I've been, wasting years and years, about 8 years of my life pining over, has always, not committed to me, has finally moved on from me and gotten a new girlfriend, and it's really hurt me, and it's hard to move on, until I meet somebody else. So I was wondering if you had any advice on, just the fact of being 29 and still not having a boyfriend when all your friends are married or pregnant or, in that category, set, when I'm still sitting here single, living alone with my dog. Any advice about last year of your 20s? My mom puts a lot of pressure on me still being single. I know she really would love for me to be, settled with a family. I think she really wants a grandchild. So sorry I'm not stoned, but you can probably tell I'm a little tipsy from margaritas at happy hour.
Get it, girl.
I love your family so much. I wish y'all would come to Charleston. I saw on your Instagram you're eating Jenny's ice cream. If you come down to Charleston, we have a Jenny's on King Street.
I love Jenny's.
Anyways, love y'all, and hope you get to hear this and respond. Okay, bye.
There is a theme this week. And you know what that theme is?
No.
Men are trash. Men are trash.
No.
Yeah. This one's garbage.
This one is.
Okay. This one's garbage.
First of all, your voice made me so sad. I'm serious. Because no. I always say, honestly, there is nothing anyone can say or do to make you feel better at this
point. I know.
Like when you have that sick feeling, it is honestly, it is the worst feeling ever. And when you really your stomach hurts and honestly, I know why they call it heartache because your heart really does hurt.
You are so emo.
I am. It's awful when that happens. But here's the thing. Girl, your 30s are so much better than your 20s.
That was just about what I was about to say.
You are looking up.
Yeah.
Here's what I used to tell Brandy. Honestly, 8 years, you either know. After a year, you know.
What do you mean? With a guy?
If you've been with a guy for a year, you know whether you want to marry them or not. And vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You're either all in or not at your all's age.
Yep.
And I'm just thank God. This is another thing Dr. Amen taught me. is anytime you think about it, you that being a sad thing, just be like, thank goodness he did this, because I would have just wasted more time with someone who was never going to commit. And just look at it as being so grateful that he just did that. So now that you can move forward with your life, because that was not going to get any better. Mm-hmm. And when we always talk about, like, we love to paint a picture in our brain of what we have, the space, like, it could be this. Mm-hmm. Well, it hasn't been that for 8 years.
Nope.
So the thing about it is like, we can all look at things and paint this picture of what it could be or what it was or whatever. But like, the truth is, this was a blessing so that you can actually move on and find someone else that will commit.
Yeah.
You know, and again, and if you don't, I just promise you, you are going to love your 30s.
Yep. I really think like 30 to 34, like, so much changed for me. Like, there were so many changes, and I don't know, your 30s are good because, like, you typically like have some more stability in like what you're doing with your life and who you are as a person and who your friends are. Like, I think in most people's situations, like, if you have a work life, like, you start to make a little bit more money and all these things, and it's so great. And I don't know, like, I totally understand that it's hard when all of your friends are getting married and having kids, because trust me, most of mine do too. I mean, there's a reason why most of my, well, I would say there's a reason why a lot of my really good friends are a lot younger than me. Like, Keys and Emily are 30. I'm 36. And that's because a lot of my 36-year-old friends have families, and that's fine. But, you know, find some friends that don't. Like, there are plenty of people out there. Like, for me, my best friends love to travel, and that's what we do together. And even like, my two best girlfriends here in LA are my age, and same thing. Like, they love, they're in relationships, but like, they're not married. They still love to travel. They both work a lot, like, have their own life. And there are plenty of people out there that are in the same boat as you, even if it doesn't seem like it. And truly, like, I get having a family is probably very rewarding, whatever. And if you want that, I think that's great. But it can also be really rewarding to be single and have the freedom to do things like hang with your friends, travel, have a hobby, like, take advantage of this time where you do have to get to do those things. Cause if you do get, like, have kids and get married, all that kind of goes away.
Absolutely.
And so I would just say, like, appreciate the time you have to do other things and to be able to, like, have more freedom in your decision making and how to spend your time.
Love this answer.
That's my answer. Okay, we've got one more.
Hey, Tish and Brandy. This is Jenny from Chicago. I'm calling because I had a question for you regarding weed. So my husband really doesn't like it when I smoke, but I really do enjoy using it for relaxation purposes. Do you guys have any advice for me, or any thoughts on what to do if your partner is anti-weed? All right. Thanks so much. Bye. Sorry, I'm stoned.
Bye. What's your advice, Tess?
I'm wondering if her husband drinks wine or alcohol.
Great question.
Just because that would drive me insane. Because I'm sorry, alcohol is the absolute worst thing ever. Not for every, like, if you can have a glass or two of wine with dinner, fine. Mm-hmm. But, like, honestly, like Dr. Amen says, even though Dr. Amen does not approve of weed in any way, but he also highly disapproves of alcohol and has done many scans to show what your brain looks like after you drink alcohol for years. So anyway, if he does drink, I would tell him to, like, shove it, because because weed is a plant, and it is actually, I just don't believe it's bad for you. I've talked to my cardiologist, I've talked to my internist, and I've asked every single one about me smoking weed, and neither one of them have ever had a problem with it. So anyway, but just in general, like, Dom has never smoked weed, and he always says it's the pot, or the, like, he truly, like, when we met,
he does call it the pot.
The pot.
It's so funny.
Like, and when we first met, like, he got, it was for him, it was drugs. And, but literally being around me, smoking it so much and see the effects that it can have on me when I have anxiety or when I can't sleep. And like I talked about on here before, like, when I have anxiety, like, I truly cannot eat. Like, it affects my stomach so much and I lose so much weight that if I did not smoke pot and like, because pot makes, doesn't really make me have the munchies, but it makes me not nauseous to where I can eat.
Interesting.
So like, there are just so many benefits of it. And I think you can be respectful and not smoke inside and only smoke outside mm-hmm. and things like that. But, I would try to be nice. And then if not, I would just tell him, you do you, I'll do me.
That's my friend Kirsten's favorite thing to say.
You do you
and I'll do me. And we can just both be happy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, I'm kind of echoing what she said, but like, I think just explain to him like how much it helps you yes. and the positive benefits that it brings to you and see if he can see it from that perspective.
And honestly, so many people would rather do that than like be on an antidepressant or I'm on both.
Whoa, jeez. Oh, oh my gosh.
But anyway, so...
It's too good. You're too good.
I definitely need both. But anyway, I say pro weed.
I love it. All right. Well, those are great questions. Thank you guys so much for calling in.
I've really just like stepped up.
I know. We need this caliber of questions weekly because this is good. This is good. All right. Well, just lastly, I was curious if there were any baked goods. Are there? Because all I'm seeing are like paper towels, countertop cleaner, dishwasher detergent, dog food, handheld steamer. How's that?
I haven't used it, but it's so cute. Oh. Yeah, I remember the shark.
Yeah, but you said Miley had that and you'd already used it. Oh, have you cooked with the pots and pans yet? You don't cook. Why did I ask that?
Okay. Tell me my first purchase.
What do you mean?
Like, so I can do some baked goods.
Well, look, the pots and pans.
Okay, guys, I have the Caraway pots and pans, but I needed a few more, and I went on Amazon, and what was the name of the pan?
They are called, I don't know if I'm saying it right, Carote.
Okay. So
how do you say that?
It seems like they're trying to trick you. Like you almost think they're Caraway. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I have Caraway. They're great. Fine. I got the neutral cream colored of these and I've cooked with them multiple times and they still look beautiful. And they cook so evenly and so good. And I think I got an entire set for $73.
What?
Yeah. And I literally, now I've only used them a couple times because I just got them. So I don't know long term. But right now I am loving them way more than the Caraway and they are they're less than half the price.
Wow.
They are so good. Mm. And again, I'm not going to talk shelf life because I don't know.
Got it.
But for right this moment, the way they cook and the way they clean up is amazing.
All right.
I do not recommend more.
All right. Well, that's great. I mean, all these, I don't, there's not really anything new.
No, but I've got some other things I wanted to share.
Like what? You don't even know.
So this steamer, I haven't used it yet, but it has great reviews on Amazon and it is the cutest. I have so many steamers and so many of them leak and I'm just throwing them out and bought this one that had amazing reviews on Amazon. It is so cute and it folds up so small to store. It is, I mean, every review says that it steams beautifully. So I think I can absolutely recommend it because it honestly, it is saving so much space. I put my other two in donation and I'm only going to have this one and it is just so cute.
Where are you putting this stackable shoe rack that you bought?
I try to keep Dom's closet organized, which is not easy. So I've got this to put his shoes on.
Got it. No one loves a tech organizer quite like Tizzle. She buys so many, but I do see that you have this like wireless charging stand on here and I saw it in your kitchen and it is pretty cool. I think I'm going to get one. It holds her phone, her AirPods and her Apple Watch all on one charger.
Yes.
And it's pretty genius.
So I was always forgetting to charge my Apple Watch mm-hmm. or my AirPods and it drives me insane. And so I keep it in my kitchen and I love it because it's super sleek. It's just, you can get it, I think, in white and black. and maybe another color, but it's just all one color. It's super sleek and it freaking charges everything so fast. And
it's pretty cheap, $32.
$32, and it's like, it's just, it holds everything perfectly. I cannot recommend it more.
Super good. Love it. Okay, great. Awesome. Well, this was a great episode.
I love this episode.
I know.
Love you, stoners.
All right. Well,
bye.
Bye.
What are we getting now?
Tizzle and I have to record some content.
Oh, honestly, that's kind of fun for me.
Yeah, she's going to like it. It'll be good. All right. Well, I'll be back in Nashville next week. So back to our regularly scheduled programming. And we love you guys.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.